Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday the 18th of December, a week until Christmas. And this is the news.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. A jingle bell ring and a jingle bell rock. A jingle bell ring a bang a jingle ring. A jingle bell rock.
Well, we've got two big national stories today. Mm-hmm. Story number one, there's a new royal, which means we've gone down the order, the pecking order in terms of where we are in line to the throne.
More people to kill.
Sadly, yes. It's a new little boy.
Although that's not the way to take power, is it? Because they don't really have any political power.
I mean,
such.
Power.
In a little bit. They advise more than we do.
They live the life of royalty.
So really, it's the politicians we need to get.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a new prince, and he's called Seven, like the film. I think, anyway, I've just read this in the paper now, I hadn't heard the announcement.
Prince
of
Seven?
Yeah, apparently, S-E-V-E-R-N, like the river, and it's the son of Edward, and it was a very easy birth for Sophie Wessex's.
It would have been easy, because it's not even her that's given birth, is it?
Oh, don't be mean. Last time she had a horrible time, she had to go in for emergency and was kept away from the baby for days. So it's nice for her that she's had it, she's dropped it out. And the other big national news, of course we must talk about, is that Nick Clegg is now officially leader of the Lib Dems.
Congratulations.
Sorry. Realised someone put a fucking puppet on the microphone.
Sorry, we've taken the puppet off now, so it might have been a bit fuzzy for anyone who's...
Christ alive. Why have all these puppets suddenly started appearing on my desk?
Because they're cute and it's Christmas. Look.
So that's the news. Other news, perhaps less.
I'm the Wichita Lineman.
Michael Jackson has gone out with his face looking like, a mess. I mean, it's always a mess, but worse than ever. He's got loads of plasters on his face. He's denied having any more. Surgery. He's maybe just holding it on. There was a picture of him in the paper on Friday, say Michael Jackson making a comeback, and he looked brilliant in this picture.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was sprinkled with stardust or something. He looked great. Not so good here. He's hanging out in a Las Vegas bookshop. I didn't even know they had bookshops in Las Vegas.
Well, they must have something. Some people have got to live there, haven't they? I feel a bit sorry for him.
Do you?
Yeah.
The latest on the X Factor is complaints have soared.
Right.
For example, there's a paper here that was published this afternoon that says there's been 700 complaints. The latest news from a website is 1,100 complaints of people saying, I couldn't get through. I mean, whether they really couldn't get through or they're just still furious about Leon winning.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, maybe Sam and Cal will go, because of it, we'll give Ridian £1 million as well.
Well, I think probably...
Maybe he's just wanting to do it all on purpose. He wants people to complain.
Well, they've had a party, an end-of-show party. Simon Cowell was in Barbados. Ridian didn't turn up. What kind of party was that? It was basically Fern Cotton and Leon.
Ridian didn't turn up?
No. Apparently they've said it was sulky. He was sulky. Same difference was we're of course there. Didn't sound like much of a party, to be honest.
What happened at the party?
Louis Walsh basically annoyed everybody.
Right, by?
Being Irish and irritating and not admitting he's gay. And so they all talked about it behind his back when he went to the toilets.
Right.
That was it.
Mm.
The Fairy Tale of New York.
Yes.
Sing a bit of it.
And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. There were bells in with drunks, you've got beer in a song. But right through you in a place for the old. When he first took my hand on that cold Christmas morn, he promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You're a cunt.
Well, they don't say cunt, do they? But they do say the F word, faggot. And for that reason, it makes it look like Radio 1 have banned the song. which maybe they should, because I mean it's certainly quite overplayed at this time of year. But they haven't.
The best one to play.
They've beeped out faggot because they think it might be offensive. They don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, obviously, anyone who finds the word faggot offensive wouldn't be listening to this, because that would be one of the nicer words, we'd say. But see, faggot's also a tasty meatball style dish, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
It's not a homophobic song. I don't think there are worse things.
I don't think it is. It's a passing remark. So yeah, that's happened. Call it Christmas. Amy Winehouse. Well, this is a shock. Apparently, Blakefield the Civil has applied for legal aid to fight the case against him, and they've said, don't be ridiculous, that Amy Winehouse can pay for it.
Well, they're married.
Well, yeah, exactly. So she's got to pay for it now.
Well, that's what happens if you act like a kiddie goat.
Well,
get yourself into trouble.
I agree entirely. Hang on. Sorry. This is why we should have two papers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it'll pause when I'm trying to find another story. There's a new rat.
I tell you what, you look very trendy today.
Do I?
Trendy.
Do I look a bit... am I dressed too young for my age?
Well, some would say mutton. Dressed as a baby. But I'm going to say trendy.
You're not dressed as a baby.
Are you sure? Have a little think about it.
I've got my bonnet on.
Yeah.
My booties.
Yeah. Your little stripy baby groom. And a zippy up my cardigan.
Jeans. Babies don't wear jeans.
They do. Baby Gap babies do.
They have elasticated waist and mine doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I've seen it.
They've not got a nappy on.
Well, maybe you should have.
I'm trying to pass myself off as Prince Seven.
Prince the boy.
Yeah.
Prince. Hello. My name is Prince Seven. Pleased to meet you. I'm sorry, what?
And what do you do for a living? Have you travelled far?
I'm a mathematician.
How delightful. My granny is the queen, you know.
Who is she now?
It's a giant rat.
Right.
It's a new sort. It's five times the size of a common rat.
Oh.
But I went to the zoo at the weekend and I saw loads of giant rats. So I don't know why this one's in the news all of a sudden. Supergrass did a secret gig last night at Coco. They pretended they were diamond hoo-ha men, but they weren't.
Why did they do that?
It was because they're...
Did anyone go and see it?
Yeah, loads of people. Basically, everyone who was in the Supergrass fan club knew it was them.
Right.
But it was sad, because you remember little Mickey Quinn? And he fell off a balcony and broke his back.
I don't
In the
remember.
Summer.
Oh, yeah. Is he still...
That's why they couldn't say it was Supergrass, because he's still laid up with a poorly back. But they got a new album coming out, so they were just testing some of the songs. But he will be back. But just at Christmas, let's have a little think about poor little Mickey. I sold him a record once. I can't remember what it was. He's just polite. Now, Pamela Anderson, do you remember when she got married about 2 months ago?
Yeah.
She filed for divorce after 72 days, but apparently they're going to try and work it through. I don't think that's...
Is she married to the one that did the Paris
sex tape? The sex tape, yeah.
I mean, he's obviously a bad un.
Well, of course he is. She likes a bad un, though. Come on, Tommy Lee and Kid Rock. Look at her track record. Bad un's all the way. She's got a type.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think... If after 72 days you're not in the honeymoon period anymore, probably it was a mistake in the first place.
Mm.
Jay Leno, the big-faced man from America.
Yeah.
He's going to...
Who is he?
He does a chat show.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
You know, him. He's obviously currently not on air because of the writer's strike, because he has all his words written for him.
Do not start ad-libbing.
Well, I think that's what he's going to start doing, because he's said, oh, I've had enough of this, 2 months, I've not been on telly.
People will forget me.
Exactly. He said he's doing it for the reason that he's got lots of other staff who work for writers who are also now out of work because the show's not being made. He said, I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to ad lib. Or perhaps just do some old scripts. Or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, difficult one, that, isn't it?
It is difficult because you can understand that obviously there are plenty of other people involved who need to keep working. I don't know what the situation is. If someone strikes and the other people, do they get paid? I don't know. There's a bit of a problem which might affect us.
Right.
It's with curry.
What?
Well, there's been a really bad rice harvest because in Bangladesh there was a big cyclone and that, and it's blown all the rice off.
Right.
And they've had to put the price of rice up. So if you go down Brick Lane, your curry basically would have doubled in price. It's going to be about tenner for a curry. Still not bad, is it? Worth it.
If you're really in the mood for one, there's nothing better than a plate of poppadoms. Load of sauces.
Ooh, lovely. And then you're nice full, curry. But you go, oh, I've had curry anyway.
Yeah.
I've ordered it.
And some cobra.
Cobra.
Nice big couple of bottles of cobra.
But yeah, Brick Lane, it's all going a pot up there. They've put up, because it's so trendy now, they've hiked up all the prices for rent. So a lot of the curry houses are closing down. And now they're going to have to charge extra, which probably means they're going to lose a bit of trade. So it's not... Maybe, I suggest, over the New Year and Christmas, if you're in
go
London
and drop
area,
in some rice to them.
Pop over to Brick Lane, drop them off some rice, or just buy a curry off them. Keep business going.
What's that? Debenhams? What's that?
It's a picture of Debenhams.
Was it in the news?
Because a man... He's a London cabbie. He's bought a 7% stake in Debenhams.
7%?
Yeah.
That must have been quite a lot of money.
He must have been getting quite a lot of tips. I don't think he's still a London cabbie. I think he was at some point. Perhaps less so now than before.
Are these some suggested novels to buy for people?
No, these are annuals, comics and things. Oh, are you looking at that? Oh yeah, I was looking at that.
Have you read any of them?
I've read number one top novel, Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Any good?
Yeah, very good. I haven't read any of the other ones. Oh no, I've read
Nigella
the other
Express.
Lot of children books on the list.
Page one, go to Dark Materials. Spencer's. Page two, each whatever you've got there.
I do mean to read The God Delusion at some point.
Hmm.
Probably not so much the Richard Hammond autobiography.
No, that would be... Grew up, got a job on the telly, had a car crash, got better, carried up on the telly work.
Grew my hair a bit too long, so it looks really stupid and really 70s and quite unattractive.
Oh, you're furious.
I am furious, his hair looks ridiculous.
He doesn't dress as a baby.
I've already run out of news due to the fact of taking it from the London papers today.
What's this Pete Doherty up here?
I don't know, I didn't read it, couldn't be bothered.
On the floor?
He's done a gig, and he while he was at the gig he played a guitar, didn't wear any shoes, fell over and had a drink of Budvar. This is how desperate we are for news now. The band Block Party...
Mm-hmm.
They might be splitting up. There's been some talk about
happening.
Can
you name any people in it?
Kelly Okorokonoko. The thing about Block Party is quite interesting is that you would all of them.
Well, I gather you would.
All of them are quite... There's four of them in it, and it's a bit like Blur. They're all not bad, apart from the drummer. That's the end of the news. Okay, what else can we talk about? So, what were your suggested Christmas presents for, say, a mother?
I think a mum.
She's eating a salad. And it's 5:20 in the afternoon. I can't think why it's salad o'clock all of a sudden.
I think a mother would like something like...
Oil of Ule.
Oil of Ule.
My mum loves oil of Ule.
Something like a shopper.
A bag. Well, that's such a good present because when they outlaw
carrier bags.
It's going to
be illegal.
We're all going to need a shopper.
Hmm.
a zip up one or something like that. One that folds up small, so you keep it in your handbag. And then when you go for an unexpected drop by the corner shop.
Or the Chazza.
Yeah, you've got a bag.
And a stylish one. something so you can tell what the date is.
Some sort of diary or calendar.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe a jumper.
Yeah, mum's like jumper. Perhaps cashmere, if you're feeling flush.
Maybe a floral perfume.
Oh, no.
No? Why not?
I don't think that sounds very nice.
For a mother? Not for you? I know you'd like some Johnson's baby powder. And some foliage musks. And some mashed up banana and avocado. And some...
As you think about it, I probably did have something... Something a bit like baby food for breakfast.
Something to rub on your bottom. And...
Yeah, I'm always interested in something to rub on my bottom.
Like a little mat to crawl around on and some things to bat. Maybe some elastic
some stuff to chew.
Some gel for your gums. And some... What about a grandfather? What would you get for a grandfather?
Oh, I don't know. Both of mine have been dead for ages. Mm.
But if you had one?
If I had one, I'd probably get him something along the lines of some toffees for Christmas with a toffee hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Although not so good. Actually, not very good for granddads because they don't usually have any teeth, do they? Probably because of all the toffee they eat.
You'd enjoy sucking on it. It's a bit of taste, isn't it?
Yes. Maybe a DVD from the war.
Yeah, they like
if
that.
If they've got a DVD player. Some maybe
proper,
a DVD. I'll tell you what.
Of Crystal Knack.
I've got a brilliant one. A DAB digital radio. So they can listen to Radio 3 and the local radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, old people like a radio.
A phone in their shed and a radio so they can sit in their shed.
Or phone into the Jeremy Vine show.
Phone into the shows, get really angry. Maybe a miniature fridge in the shed, a few cans of stout in there. Maybe a tool for tinkering around with, and maybe an old broken clock that they can try and fix up before they die, but it never happens. Maybe some like a little plant pot full of like old nails and stuff, some cobwebs,
string, always useful.
Never throw it away.
Maybe a belt. A leather belt.
Some braces.
Mm-hmm. Socks always go down well.
I mean, or depending, you know, if they've gone a bit mad.
A straitjacket.
Yeah. Or, you know, some trousers that pull up and down quickly.
Like some elasticated jeans.
Yeah.
And baby Gap.
Yeah.
You
can get those pregnancy ones, actually. Great for granddad.
So what for example for a brother would you get?
A brother, something like a t-shirt.
Brothers love t-shirts.
CD, difficult if you don't know what they like listening to.
Well, my brother obviously lives in the States most of the year, so I quite often buy him a CD that's very English. I haven't got him on this year though, but if I was going to get one, I'd probably buy him the Hoosiers.
What have they done? This Goodbye by Mystery.
Yeah, that one, and the other one that sounds exactly like that.
Goodbye Mystery.
Mystery. The same one, actually.
Truth be told, the truth be told,
the man from Hoosiers, the lead singer from the Hoosiers.
He looks like that man from the film.
Like Ben Stiller. Yeah. did you see him on Never Mind the Buzzcocks?
The man from the film.
I knew you meant though, just. Did you see him on Buzzcocks?
No.
He was on Never Mind the Buzzcocks, he was very good, but I think he should be, he obviously wants to be an actor or something rather than a pop star, I think. He used to work for Ticketmaster. Yeah, I like that advert though. It's different. Yeah. I like it when people make an effort with an advert, and they don't just go, here are some videos from the singles. That doesn't make me necessarily influence my buying choice. But
well, you certainly were... It's influenced you.
It has influenced me, actually.
You now know who the Hoosiers are.
I do know who the Hoosiers are.
You know that they've done two songs.
I was going to get it for my brother, but I'm not. No. I might get it for his birthday. He doesn't look, he doesn't listen to this.
Thank God.
Right, I think we've filled enough time now. Thanks for listening. Sorry the news was a bit... We should have talked about the Lib Dems a bit more. Do you want to know some facts about Nick Clegg? He's got a glamorous wife. That's fact one.
He's got three kids, pet sheep and a dog.
He went to Cambridge University. Did he go to Eton as well?
Mm.
He's 40 years old. He is a big fan. Oh, no, he went to Kate Yarrett, Cambridge. He went to Westminster School, not Eton. Big fan of the Hoosiers. He has them on his iPod. Mm. And he drives an Audi. Right, then, let's wrap this baby
and
up.
And Nick Clegg's top 10 totty. A.
Oh, God, why did you answer the phone?
One. Heather Mills McCartney.
Odd. Two. His saucy young wife.
Two. His saucy wife. Three. Yoko Ono.
Four. David Cameron's wife.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Five. The late, what's her face? Linda McCartney. Six. The woman who shagged John Major.
Edwina Curry.
Yeah. Seven. It was Ringo Starr's. Ringo Starr's wife.
Which one did Ringo Starr go out with? Which one went out with the Bond girl?
Yeah, her.
Barbara Bax.
Hmm.
Yeah, so basically, Francis the Beatles' wife, I think it was the point she was driving out there. Nora Batty, obviously. Thanks for listening. This is one of the worst news podcasts ever, I think, probably. Merry Christmas to you. Goodbye.